You've heard Kevin talking in the newscast that utility crews working 24 hours a day to restore power that's been knocked out across Atlantic Canada. Of course, that happened when post-tropical storm Fiona hit over the weekend. A historic storm, very strong storm. A lot of people wondering how it stayed so strong as it went so far north. Authorities saying, though, it could take several days before the power is back on to about 250,000 homes and businesses still without electricity. Wanting to head to just outside of Halifax this afternoon, we're going to head to Kentville, Nova Scotia this afternoon. Brian Ledbetter is a former Edmontonian, now calls Kentville home. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Taylor. Nice to hear from you again.
It's nice to hear your voice as well. Brian, what's the situation like in Kentville? Do you have power? Did you lose power at all? Give us an idea of, take us through the weekend a little bit. What happened where you were?
Yeah, so this was a big, scary storm, and I've seen my share of them, having lived in Halifax and then moving to Edmonton and coming back again, but this was one of the bigger ones that we've seen. I'm in the Annapolis Valley, so a little west of Halifax, and we were very fortunate this time that we weren't in the eye of this storm. We didn't lose power, which was great, but we're one of maybe only 20% of Nova Scotians who didn't lose power. Mm. Just to give that some perspective, that would be about 800,000 Edmontonians losing power simultaneously is essentially what it was at the peak of this storm for Nova Scotia.
Wow. So when you were watching the news, when you were hearing the reports of this storm moving in, did you stock up on supplies, all of that sort of thing? Can you give me an idea of what folks were doing?
Absolutely. So the one thing, the province is incredibly adept at informing people of these storms. The Canadian Hurricane Center is phenomenal at advising people what to do. So everybody was out at the gas stations and grocery stores ahead of time. Some gas stations actually ran out of fuel ahead of the storm late last week. And a big thing for Nova Scotians ahead of these types of storms and nor'easters in the winter is to stock up on storm chips. It's an East Coast thing. Sounds a little odd, I know. But you would be hard-pressed to find a single bag of chips ahead of this storm in the grocery store. And I'm talking even ketchup and dill pickle. Not a bag of chips to be found.
Okay, so storm... I heard people talking about storm chips. I thought maybe it was something really special, but they're just bags of chips that you eat during the storm.
Right. Yes, when you have a 12 to 14 hour storm, you need to stock up on storm chips, and you could find chicken, you could find bread, you could find all the other necessities in the grocery store Thursday, Friday last week. Hard pressed to find storm chips.
Oh boy. So where you were in the valley, pretty protected, not a whole lot of damage. I know that you went into Halifax yesterday or earlier today. A little bit different story there. Give us an idea of what it looks like in Halifax. I'm remembering those beautiful big old trees that, you know, you love to walk under and love to see when you're in that beautiful city.
Right. So we had about sustained winds of 100 kilometers an hour here. Some debris in the garden, that sort of thing. Nothing too significant. I was in the city today for some meetings, and, every traffic lights are still not operational. So, again, just imagine 109th Street and 104th Avenue Edmonton without street lights for 3 days. So this was every intersection. So just navigating the city was a challenge. There were some areas of the highway that were accessible, but you could see where trees had been blown down and crews have already been in to clear the brush. So in Halifax, a lot of the power lines are above ground. Where I live in downtown Edmonton, in the Arena District there, all utilities are below ground, but throughout Halifax they're all above ground. Mm-hmm. And that and large elm trees were just snapped like matchsticks. It it almost reminds you of looking at those apocalyptic movies of Twister and other things. You can't really fathom it. But Halifax didn't fare as badly this time as it did during Hurricane Dorian. And my wife and I lived right on the Halifax Harbor for that storm. And that one did devastate the city. And luckily, the damage in Halifax this go around wasn't as bad as it was in Dorian 3 years ago. But these storms are definitely getting more frequent and they're getting more severe.
Brian Ledbetter is a former Edmontonian, now living in Nova Scotia outside of Halifax. When you take a look, Brian, when you see those videos coming in and hearing the reports, you know, especially you take a look at what happened, you know, parts of Newfoundland and, you know, what goes through your mind? I mean, you take a look at, you know, some of those homes, a lot of them built to withstand storms, like built into the stones, into all of that, and to see what happened, it has to be pretty alarming.
Oh, absolutely. And my family is originally from Newfoundland. I was born and raised actually in Cornerbrook and St. John's, Newfoundland. So still lots of friends and family there. It's absolutely just heartbreaking. But what you do see and what you are starting to see in the news the last couple of days is that the worst of Mother Nature absolutely brings out the best in Atlantic Canadians. To see the support, the kindness, the compassion, it's something that, you know, kind of chokes you up a bit just to see that.
Without a doubt. And that's what I was going to ask you about next. And you touched on it, so I don't have to. But yeah, you see that the character of the maritime community come out very strong. And we're certainly seeing that right now. Brian, want to thank you for making time for us this afternoon. I sure appreciate it. Great to talk with you again, and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Caitlin. Appreciate the time. Thank
Take
you
care.
Always.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.